Good day, lady or gentleman. Welcome aboard Mileage Airways again. This is your captain, Katilem, speaking. I'm here on Friday, the 29th of December. This time is currently 10:54 p.m. and I am with a lovely co-pilot, Esther. Esther has been on this pod twice now, and this is her third time, all in the space of what, 5 days. So it just shows you how much value she has to give. Today, a very, very interesting flight. We are going to be answering questions from Mileage Conversation Cards. To give you a little context, you know, I'll give you the context after the break. Fasten your seatbelts and cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. Yes, we are here, and I'm here again with star girl Esther. How are you feeling?
Good, not bad.
How was the last episode you recorded?
Actually really enjoyed it. I feel like I was just smiling sheepishly.
Okay, so today we are going to be answering Mileage Conversation Cards. Okay. I'm going to be answering questions from there. Now, to give you a little context, okay, I don't even think I've updated the pod since this started. So Mileage Conversation Cards have been blowing up on TikTok crazy. And I'm going to put the link in the description. One of the reasons that I started this conversation cards, I mean, me and you played conversation cards before. Yeah. So me, I'm a sucker for good conversations. I believe that it's my mantle, it's one of my mantles to bring great conversations to the world. I kid you not. Yeah, like to make people connect on a different level, you know. If you notice, I'm always trying to like link my friends up with each other, yeah. You know, put people on, you know, just have conversations with them.
Go Sorry, ahead. You said something about linking your friends up with each other.
Hey God, where is this going? Yes.
That struck me because I don't know, like after I had an incident with friendship a while ago, like 4 years ago, I don't allow my friendships mix.
Why?
I don't want anybody to go and be best friends with. You know how girls.
So let's I don't say want that. You're friends with someone and then you introduce her to someone and she becomes closer to that person. That's a problem for you.
Hey, I don't want that. Don't be close to nobody.
That's crazy. I understand that.
Because like most often they know they start pushing you away and then you start feeling like the third party in their friendship.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I mean, for guys, it doesn't.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe for guys too, it has an effect. But for me, I just don't care.
Yeah, bro. For me, that's something I don't do again. Yeah. I actually learned it from Elizabeth.
Yeah. So, yeah. Where was I? Where I said is my mantle to bring great conversations. Anyway, yeah. So we are going to be playing the conversation card. So there are two cards that we're going to play. One is called You, Me, Us. Now, what those cards are is they have questions that connect people to each other. So, like, I'll ask you a question about me. Jiggets. So, we are going to be talking about each other.
Jiggets.
And then the other one we are going to be playing is called Go Deep. Okay. Go Deep is like, I just ask you, like, it has introspective questions for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like any question that I ask you, you answer it like for yourself.
Yeah.
But you, me, us cards, I'm asking you a question about me.
Okay.
And you're asking me a question about you. Which one are you more comfortable with starting?
Anyone.
Okay. So we're going to start with you, me, us.
Okay.
Let us see if we have a bond before we continue this conversation. Anyway, so the first question I'm going to be asking you from this card is,
oh my God.
Tell me what, don't worry, we'll answer, like we'll both answer. Tell me what you admire the most about me.
Like, that's so easy. I think I always used to tell you that you're unique. In the sense that, you know how you're always Just thinking of something different, how to do things differently, trying to be creative. I mean, you're creative. Just outside the box things, sure. So I like how you always think outside the box and all that. So,
Okay,
yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take that. For you, I would say it's your show up ability.
Voila.
Yeah, you have an incredible ability to just show up. I can't count how many times you've tried to surprise me that, I mean, I've caught you in the process, but but yeah, like you have a very, very big gift with, showing up for your people. So that one was actually easy.
It was.
Okay, so the next question. Okay, let me ask you this. What's a place that holds sentimental value for us? I know one.
Huh. Well, the only one I can think about right now is maybe
Let me see if you
in
say
the
the same
car
thing.
in your, outside your house.
Fair enough. That's not bad. That's not bad. But what I was thinking about was cilantro. You know that,
Oh, yes.
yeah.
It's so funny because I was just telling Toby's mom
Really?
yesterday, yes,
Yeah.
that oh, that this is what I did last year, New Year's and everything.
Was it last year?
It was just last year.
Are you
It was
serious?
last
That was
year.
not 2 years
It
ago.
wasn't. It was actually last year. Yeah, it was January 1st.
What?
Yeah.
Like this last year,
Yes.
like
Yeah.
breaking 2023.
Yes. Yes. It was last year.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you know what's funny? Me and Esther went to, why did we even go there?
I don't know.
So I think we just found out that we didn't really have plans for crossover.
No,
Then,
I did crossover.
okay, you crossed over
I
in
yes,
church.
I crossed over in
Yes,
church and then
yes,
I
yes,
met
yes. Me, I
you.
crossed over at home with my family.
Yes.
And then after then, we're just like, let's just go out and chill at
Thank you.
cilantro,
Yes.
and we actually played some conversation cards there.
Yes.
That's crazy. It was
Till
2023.
it was 2023. Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Till I don't know what time, but yeah.
Okay, you think I'm there for you as much as you would like?
Over. Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't
Like
don't
over.
kill me.
Too much self. I feel like there are times where I'm even like, especially this period, I'm not going to lie, Sha. I felt like, hey God, like Kathleen has probably bought me like 100 bottles of orange juice and all that. And all I'm giving him is one biscuit, one pack of biscuit.
I beg.
So there are times I'm just like, hey
Who
God,
measures those things?
yeah, there's. Oh, yeah.
The thing is, okay, so I guess I've been saying this. Should we say you like words of affirmation? So let me give you some more words of affirmation. I've been telling you this off the pod because there's sometimes you come here and you're like, ah, it's like you're disturbing me and stuff. That can never be a thing. Like you can never ever disturb me. So even if you want to talk for what, 2 hours, holla at me. Last,
Thank you.
if I'm busy or if I'm doing something, I just keep the phone beside me. And problem is, I don't know how to do that thing though. Like, you know how people can just be
How
on the
to do?
phone and like be doing their other things?
I do it a lot.
I don't know how to do it. Like, if I'm on the phone, I want to give full attention.
I
And then
do.
when I'm done, I'm giving the other thing, I'm doing full attention.
Sometimes you can't give full attention, so you have to
Fair
do
enough.
that.
Fair enough.
I don't know if I told you one time when there's somebody I was talking to, and at 6 p.m. you always call. You're always busy with the team, but let me just be there on the screen.
That's also a form of quality time.
Yeah, it is. It was for me, it
What's
was
your
the
love
initiative.
language, actually?
What these days, I don't know.
What love language do you like to give?
Acts of service.
Yeah,
I
that's a
think I
no-brainer.
do it because I don't think money can buy it.
But the one you like to receive is what, words of affirmation, especially
Like I
now.
said, in recent times, I don't know why I'm loving words of affirmation, but Or before. Maybe it's still quality time.
Quality time.
Yeah. I think I would say, yeah, quality time tops it.
Okay. Tell me something you think I really need to change.
I think you need to be more.
Know where this is going. I know where this is going.
You need to allow yourself to receive love. You
It
need
not
to
gonna
be
pass.
more
It not gonna
open.
pass. It not gonna pass that one.
You need to be more open. If you're going through something, you need to share.
You don't think I share enough? The answer is
You
no. I'm just
do.
asking because.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it feels like you share, but it feels like there's still something more. Like it's deeper than that.
Yeah, but when
You
you think
know.
about it, like everybody's going through
Yeah,
that thing. You don't
everybody
want to
is.
like put bring your own thing and.
So you see, that's my problem, and this is something that all of us are doing these days, because it's like, I remember that happened during, sorry, I'm bringing this up, but during our wedding, yeah. Toby had friends that gave a lot of excuses, and it was based on, I'm dealing with mental health, and then they're dealing with something. All of a sudden, like, everybody's dealing with something
Everybody deal.
during the wedding period, but this is somebody that showed up for everybody. And I was about to say, you get married only once, but somebody like me, unfortunately.
I
But,
didn't even actually laugh to that. That's such
but
a dark joke.
you know, like, wedding is quite important, you know, like, for most people, it's only once. And it's such a key moment, you know. And for me, it's just like, how about, like, sometimes just put some things aside and show up. I know it takes a lot, though, don't get me wrong, to put away your problems and show up for somebody. That's a deeper level of friendship, you know. But then I just feel like, usually if you know that it's somebody that has come through for you, and this is something that happens just once in their lifetime, you know, so just this. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, people just come under the whole, I'm going through a lot, I'm going through a lot. And, you know, we just see a lot of friendships now just,
Yeah, shallow.
yeah, because everybody's going through a lot.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So,
What was the question again?
something you need to change.
Yeah, something like, okay. What do I think you need to change?
It's probably my face.
Esther. So anything I'm saying you need to change cannot, like, it's not something I've noticed within the past 6 months. I feel like now, like there's like I'll give you a waiver for anything.
Now done,
But
yeah.
before then, I yes, I was putting her head in her hands. Before then, I felt like you can be judgmental. You can be very judgmental of like, let's
Yeah.
say, of people. Yeah, maybe like it's because you live life at a high standard, so you kind of
Yeah.
expect everyone to, which to be honest is not a bad thing to expect it, but like when it now doesn't come, like you can be judgmental about the way they handle it. I've
Yeah.
told you before that how
Yeah,
you are, like you are, it's a gift. Like you think
I told you a
everybody's like
thousand
that,
times.
but it's a gift, man. And me, I had to realize that. Sometimes I just look at all people that I'm just, it's funny
But
because
is it judgmental, or is he having too
high
much
expectations.
expectations?
Yeah, it's both because you have the high expectation. If they don't meet it, you get
And then,
judgmental.
yeah, true that, true that.
Yeah. So yeah, something I've always felt that you, sometimes I just listen to it. It's funny. I just listen to you
I know
saying
where you
it.
do it. I know
And I'm
you
just
have
like,
to.
yeah, okay, cool. Let me just not say anything. But yeah,
But
it's
you've told
always,
me before.
yeah, I know I've told you before. I know I've told you before. Okay, so tell me something I did that you didn't like, but you didn't tell me. This one go hard to find though,
It's actually going to
because
be
we
hard
talk
to
about
find.
like
Yeah.
pretty much everything.
It's hard. Something that you've done.
Okay, let me start. There's nothing you've done that I didn't like that I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
There are things you've done that I didn't like, but I told you.
Yeah.
For example,
I know it.
what am I about to say? Do you
I'm
have an
nice to
idea?
ghost.
Exactly. Exactly. Esther can just ghost. Ah, you haven't done it of recent anyway.
I actually haven't.
No, you haven't. You haven't. But there was a time, maybe like a year ago.
Yes, I used to do it a lot.
Oh my God. Esther was just ghosts. For no reason. Well, not like for no reason, but she will not even talk about it. She just ghosts. I'm just like, okay, no, voila. When you're ready.
I'm more open now.
Hmm? Yeah.
So, thank God.
Okay, so your turn.
I can't think about anything you've done, goddamn.
That's not good, though.
How? I know you say that.
That you didn't like?
Yeah.
That means,
I mean, it's not as if you're 100% the same, but I just can't think about anything that you've done that I didn't like.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm helping you think now. Because I know we've had a couple fights.
Yeah, but I think it was me, not you.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Would you cry in my presence? Yeah, recently. But I don't think that was something that you... I think that was recent.
Yeah, that was just recent. Yeah. And that one just came out. Like, I couldn't... Well, I've cried over the phone before.
Yeah, fair. Would I cry in your presence?
No.
that one is a no-brainer. It'd be hard for me to cry in anybody's presence anymore, man. For real. Okay, let me ask this last one from this card deck. Have I asked this? What are your favorite qualities of me? Have we had this conversation?
I think 1,000 times, literally. We've had it a lot of times. Am I supposed to say it again?
No need.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how to hear these things. Anyway, so let's switch to the other cards. These ones are very introspective.
Mm-hmm.
These are the go deep cards. What about life gets you excited?
About life gets me excited. I think the thought of the fact that I've not been to Singapore yet.
Esther in Singapore.
So it gets me so excited that so one day I'm going to go to, I mean, Singapore first, obviously, and just a couple of other countries. So the fact that there's just so much to see around the world and I haven't seen that yet. So that keeps me going sometimes.
Okay, for me, knowing that I'm going to be $1 million,
I say it a lot.
I'm just looking forward to what life is going to.
I don't have any picture of you because now how do I find you? There's no evidence.
We are recording one evidence here now. This
what is the evidence that episode is just voice?
Yeah, no, what is
no over what picture? Is heavier than voice? Eh?
Picture.
Eh? Seeing is believing, you know. I don't have any picture of you, so
we don't have how would we don't I have know? Pictures together.
Zero. How would they serious? Know? How would they know that I know you?
Yeah, don't worry. We'll take before you leave.
Very important, please. Thank
but
you.
Yeah, that's. I'm looking forward to how I'm going to live my life then, because I want to see if I'm going to be humble. Yeah.
You know, like your friends. How do you think your friends will react when you look to your riches?
The thing is,
your wealth, rather.
I know that it's hard for people. In as much as people say, "Oh, your real friends will do." Your real friends will be there for you, blah, blah, blah. It's hard as a friend when your friend that you started with, or maybe you were on the same level, we just blows up.
Yeah.
It's hard from the friend side. And most times you look at it from the person who has blown's perspective. But like from the friend side too, it's almost like, like God, how far two of us were on the same level? What's going on? It's a very selfish thing, but it's natural.
Mm.
So me, I think I would do my best to even that ground. So when you think about it, what will cause that disparity? It's just the account. It's not like maybe I became a whole different person. Mm. The account just changed. So in my head, I'll think, okay, how can I involve this person in my life? If this is someone that I care about, not just any random person. How am I going to involve this person, integrate this person in a way that is going to be seamless? So even if that involves, okay, you can do this, I can give you some money or whatever, but do it in a way that it doesn't now look like I'm standing on a pedestal. It's a very tricky thing, but like it's about wisdom, man. It's about wisdom. Most times when this happens, people just say, ah, the friend doesn't like you, but we are humans, man. We'll feel stuff.
Of course.
We'll feel stuff. So
well, good luck. I like anyway. I'll be here where it goes with to see how it plays out.
Yeah, you go there now. Where you won't go? You go there. Well, no, all of us did it together. Because it's very crucial that, like, for me, this is why I'm a big, this is why I like to support my people a lot. Because for me, everybody has to blow together.
Because
it's going to be awkward when, like, someone is in front and someone is
exactly,
in the back.
Exactly.
Jige, so me, Omar, go support you. May whatever you're doing blow so that, like, everybody blow. So that when everybody's chilling together, it's all good vibes. I know nobody's thinking who's going to sort the bill out. That's the right thing where you put your card on top of the table.
Exactly.
And or maybe you put your phone on top of the table. Any phone that rings first, that person's paying the bill. And everybody's okay. Like, it's not a problem. Do you guess? So
my mind don't go far.
Who do you compare yourself to sometimes and why?
Nobody. I don't think. I mean, I used to have this thing where obviously social media where I see okay, Canada, she's working here. Interesting. Someone in the US doing it. Okay, not bad. No, LinkedIn, I'm happy to announce that. Okay. You know, I start to feel some type of way and start feeling like I'm inadequate or kiniko. You know, especially with my career, I don't necessarily think I've advanced as much as I would have loved to. So sometimes when I see people that are the same core here with me and where they are, where I am, you know, all those comparisons come in.
Yeah,
but that's about it. You know, all those things are just one of things that come and then it just goes off. So
you won't say like there's anybody in particular?
No.
Fair enough. Me, I do. Lord Jesus Christ, man. I compare myself to that guy a lot.
Why?
I feel like
compare or model
like my compare like I want to live as much as close to the way he lived as possible. What does that entail? It entails showing love regardless of how people treat you, because as humans, if someone does something to you, you want to do it back. But how can you like integrate that and still show love in the midst of them crucifying him and him feeling pain? Guess what he said? Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Do you know what it takes? Do you know what, like, do you know what it means to have been tortured by a particular set of people, and at the end when you're about to die, you say, God, forgive these people because they don't know what they're doing? That's crazy. And then also, like, his mind, you know, he would just, like, he could heal anybody. He tell you, go, your faith has made you whole. You know, he's calming the storm. You know, the kind of faith he had. I don't even know if he's even faith, or he was just who he was.
Sorry to cut you short. I'm trying to think of the word. I wouldn't call that comparison. I would say that I'm trying to model
him. Yeah, but the thing is, sometimes when I do some things where I just think about, because there's this bracelet. I don't know if I've ever told you about this. I used to wear this one bracelet, WWJD, from when I was a kid. I loved it a lot. My mom recently saw it in PH and brought it for me.
Aww.
And just brought back so many memories, because I know that, like, from a young age, I've always been like, okay, what would Jesus do in this scenario? Like, that, this is why I don't, like, I'm very, in quotes, confident. Why? Because when you look at Jesus, bro, that guy had no single doubt in his soul.
Yeah,
he just knew who he was. And I mean, when the storm was going on and the disciples were scared that they would die, my guy was sleeping. He woke up and he was like, what's wrong with you people? Peace be still. In the middle of a storm. In fact, in the Bible, we said that the water was already entering inside the boat. And once the water starts entering inside, that boat is going down. What do you come out to do? Peace be still. And that was
whenever
it.
Whenever you quote Bible passages and
it's so weird.
It's weird for
it's
me.
So weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah, no, I'm a very
well, I know you're
studier
very...
of the Bible. It's just I don't like church. And I will never hide my mouth with that. I don't like church. But yeah, okay. So yeah, that's who I compare myself to. When was the last time you tried something new?
What day was that? Was it Saturday? No, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last week Friday. I went archery and that axe throwing thing. The guy tried. he tried to help me, but I guess it's not my calling.
Well, at least you tried it though.
I tried. No,
there
was one set that I everything. Three of them. Straight up. So yeah, I tried. So, yeah, that was nice. I love activities. So I'd rather do an activity than go sit down and have dinner and all those things. I mean, there's time for everything. I love dinner too, but I think I'm more of an activity girl. Mm-hmm. You know, let's go hiking. Let's go do this. Let's go to the zoo. Let's go do that. Let's try this. Let's try that. So yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. When was the last time I tried something new? I can't remember. I'm always trying new things. I guess the most recent thing is my hair. I'm trying to let it grow out a bit. But then I'm even getting bored of it.
And just so
I'm
that like, you had it. Like, you had the haircut today.
Yeah. He said, just so. Don't kill me. I've seen this girl twice. I've spent at least 2 hours together.
No, but it's just now that you cut it now.
No. I had this hair when I had come in the afternoon.
Are you serious?
Yes.
At least I'm observant. I saw it in there. At least I saw it.
At least. Many people change their OS. I won't even see it.
Exactly.
What's an opinion you have that can make people shoot you?
Do I have any opinion? I used to have one. No, not used to. I just recently had one. I think it's about... can't remember, but it's around my situation.
You can't remember the exact opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, let me skip that one for you. What memory of us do you treasure the most?
I think it will still be January 1st.
Cilantro bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Same. Is crying a sign of weakness or strength?
Strength, of course. As I just said, that's strength. I just care weak. sometimes when I, like when I, or especially this period when I say I cry, sometimes people make it seem like you need to stop crying. What are you crying for? I think it's the comments that now make it look like I'm weak.
It's weak, yeah.
You know, like what are you crying for now? Crying is not going to bring back anything. Crying is not going to, you know how people just, you know, would say that out of love, you know. But I think for me, crying is my first response to anything, to be honest. Like, I have to cry first. When I cry, sometimes I feel better. And sometimes if I'm, sometimes like that my cry is, I don't know if you guys have seen this thing where is a plain sheet of paper, dear God, then the tears.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's it.
That's such a powerful picture. Yep. Did you ask enough questions or did you settle for what you know?
Based on my mood, though, there are times when I don't want to know. But I think most often than not, I ask a lot of questions.
I think you ask more questions than you settle.
Yeah. Sometimes when I enter somewhere, I start by saying, sorry guys, me ask a lot of questions. That's the first thing I start with. Sorry, you ask a lot of questions. You know, so yeah, I think I do, to be honest.
If nobody would judge you, what's one thing you would do?
This is a very powerful question. I feel like I need to have an answer for. If nobody could judge me, what would I do? What would anybody even judge me for right now?
Yeah. I still feel like there are things where you just feel like if you knew that nobody was watching, you would do them. That you're not currently doing.
I don't know if I should say this.
Please go ahead.
This also, well, I'll say it like that. If nobody would judge me, and I find somebody I click with within a year, I'll marry the person. You know, and I don't know if it's based on loneliness or whatnot. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. But I know how much, you know, being partners with a good person like helps. Like, I keep saying this thing that if you choose a spouse right, it solves 90% of your problems in life, to be honest. So, you know, almost just having somebody to do life with. It just believes you. So yeah, I'll do it because I'm not gonna lie that I'm not mentally exhausted on every day of my life. So yeah, I'd say that. Oh, that took a lot for me to say.
No, so wait, I feel like I really need to dive deeper into it.
Yeah,
So are you saying now that if you find somebody that you connect with and let's say this person is ready to get married within a year, you delay it?
would delay it.
Really?
Yes, I would.
Mad.
I would delay it. Because deep down, I
But
feel
won't it tally
like
with what people are saying, like move on and all of
people say it, but can they? A lot
that?
of people say things that
Did they
they
even,
can't deal. So it's the same way. You ask me how are you, and I burst out in tears, and I start telling you a lot of things. Omo, you did not expect that,
Just,
so
oh
you don't know
no.
what to say. You can't take it. So sometimes we say things or ask things that we can't even take. You know, so people will talk. Now, wow, step up to 1 year. When did she meet you? So now she
It's
really
true,
do not
sir.
believe.
People who talk, sir.
Especially because there are days where, I mean, on Monday, I mean, on Sunday, I just wrote about something, about how I felt and all that. But yeah.
This question is not even here. It just came to my mind. Do you think it's possible
Yeah.
to completely move on? Like, when I say completely, I mean like even when you meet somebody else.
Is a very deep question. First of all, I don't, truth, because of therapy and everything I've watched, I don't use the word move on. Sometimes I even try to avoid moving. I mean, you move with your grief, you don't move on. You move with it. So moving on entails like you leaving that behind and moving on with your
So you don't
life.
think that's possible?
No, that's not possible. You can't just move on with your life. Something has changed in you. So you can't just move on with it. So you need to move with it, or you need to carry it. How you carry it and move with it is where the issue. That is the cocoa. That is the main. So yeah, that's about it. So sometimes I even try to say, I don't know, recover, but I don't know. Maybe we're also just playing with words too, you know. You know, but I like to see it as moving with it. I think it helps me in my recovery process because there's no rush to, and forget about this guy and forget about this, because you cannot.
Sure.
Do you get? So it's just, I would say, just don't, like, for me, I tell God that, like, just don't allow me to make someone else feel like they're competing with the dead. You know, I know I told you that I feel like my journey has not even
Oh,
started.
your journey plentiful, Franco.
So what? We'll
Okay,
cross it.
let me ask the final question.
Yeah.
What do you want to be written on your tombstone?
When I die, thing I can think of will be Star Girl.
So if like you said, you like words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not gonna read that when you don't go. But if someone was going to describe you on your tombstone, what would that description read?
Like
That is
what?
after you've achieved what everything you want to achieve in life, right? What would be there? I'm not talking like you should say your achievement. So I'm saying like after you've gotten to that person you want to be, what would someone write as a description on that tombstone?
That's a deep question. That's deep because I don't know, I'm at a phase where I don't really have dreams.
Fair enough.
Again. So I can't say, oh, this is what I'm aiming for. This is it. I think I'm at a point where I'm all about impact, okay. Even in the tiniest thing, even as little as walking on the streets. I'm all about, you know, yeah, like I said, impacting every single thing I am doing.
Okay, how about now? Eh? What would you write?
What would you write right now?
Yeah, right now.
I mean, something along the lines of...
She had potential.
Some impact that I made or I planned to make or whatnot. Something around just impacting people and whatnot, yeah. And something around... It feels like I'm copying Toby, but... something around... When people meet you for the first time, the memory of you should never leave them. So I want to be that person that if you meet me for the first time, you're just like, who the hell are you? What is that girl? You're like, don't ever forget me. Don't ever. So for every single person I meet in my, like, newly, like, don't forget me. So maybe, yeah, something around that.
That's actually very interesting. I think I would say the same for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that impact, stupid as like crazy impact. But then if it's going to be now, I would want them to write that I was the person who stood by his people, regardless. Yeah, that's what I
you feel you stand by your people?
Not as much as I want to.
Like
they won't say it.
You right now, I feel like you're setting one kind
no,
of
that's what I'm saying. Like
high standard.
The people around me don't think that. But me, based on like where I know I can be in terms but like this is why I want to make so much money. It's not even because of myself. I want to be able to see that somebody is starting something. And you don't even have to ask me. You don't even have to ask for money.
Yeah.
I've wired it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even need you to know that it's me that wired it. Maybe I can do it through, maybe you be my the person that the money is passing through. Yeah, I can pass it through someone else, but like this is what I want. Because I just feel like I see myself as a provider.
Yeah.
But like on a different level, not like on the Twitter way they describe provider and stuff like that. Like on a different level.
Yeah, come
like,
and provide for my Singapore trip.
No, you never reached that level. We never reached there yet.
We'll provide that big.
But yeah, like I just want to hear so something like this your Singapore trip now. If I'm at the place I want to be, it's like you won't even have to ask for that.
Thank God, amigo.
You won't even have to ask for it. Piam. What do they call it? Catching? You don't enter your account.
God, I'll be sending it to Stanvik.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, this is so me. I feel like I'm in a pruning process now where I don't have as much money as I want. So, like, how can I be there for my people? So, God is using this period to teach me how to be creative about being there so that when I get money, it's now not just money I'm sending.
Yeah.
GGS. So, I want to like be creative around it so that even when I get to the part where I have money, maybe it's even connection I can give you.
Yeah. True.
So, let's say you want to start up something, I know somebody that's can fast track it for you, connections, positioning. So yeah. Anyway, did you like that?
Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah. So we've come to the end of this mile, the end of this episode. How are you feeling?
Good, good, good.
I feel like today you've poured out.
Yeah.
I mean, not everything, but.
Although right now I'm thinking of how to work on my judgmental attitude.
Now, like I said, this period I can't really like hold it against you this period. But I know that before that was something that I was like, I remember once, I don't know if you remember this conversation.
I always remember.
No, there was this particular one that we were sitting in the car in FAB.
Okay.
In my car, inside the compound.
Then definitely I was.
Yeah. If I even say the examples I've used, that one said it was even right for you to be judgmental. But yeah, anyway. Don't dip it too much, man.
Nah.
Yeah. I'm actually about to go and get photo. Do you want cookies? Have you finished the lesson? You're not finished. You love cookies, bro. I'm just gonna get Fox from HM. Wait, what? I forgot that we were able to record you. Anyway, yeah, so this has been Mileage Conversation Cards. This has been Esther. Esther has blown on Medium, so voila. Please go and check out her stories. Now I'm your shameless plug, always plugging you in. Yes, I hope you enjoyed this conversation, and you can also get the conversation cards. I'm not starting making them yet, sure, but you can follow the journey on Instagram at Mileage Cards and on TikTok at Mileage Cards as well. And we have come to the end of this mile.
Toodles.
Oh no, we've not reached toodles part. Wow. I have to say, yeah, thank you for being on this pod. Thank you for listening to the passenger listening to this episode right now. This is probably going to come out in the new year, but full transparency, we recorded this in December on the 29th or so. Today is 29th. So yeah, please share with your friends, like, comment, subscribe. No, not subscribe. Yeah, subscribe, rate the pod, and we shall come to you with more episodes. Cabin crew, prepare for landing. Esther, sign out.
Toodles.
Toodles. Peace to the Middle East.